All right, welcome back. We're back with part two of a two-part segment talking with Rosiah Coleman, one of the 518 rising stars. I hear you're thinking about going to college. What college do you want to go to and for what?
I've been thinking about many colleges, but I've been more focused primarily on the ones in New York State to stay like close to family and close to home. But there is multiple colleges I've been looking at. Lee Monet College, University, Maria College, Syracuse University, and Massachusetts College of Pharmacy and Health Sciences. Those are like the four colleges I've been looking at.
And why?
Because they all have good nursing programs that I wanted to get into, especially Maria College and Massachusetts College of Pharmacy and Health Science. So I wanted to get like a good head start into my nursing career. I was thinking of during the nursing career pathway and become a nurse practitioner.
Ooh, and wow.
Maybe one day open up my own practice.
Okay. Have you thought about or maybe looked into going to a Black school?
I don't know, because I don't want to go that far. I don't know. I haven't really looked into it like that, but I'm willing to look into it more.
Do you have a mentor outside of... You told me about your favorite teacher. So tell me some of your mentors in life and why.
I have a momager.
Ooh, what is that?
My mom, she helps me like with my finances and like helps me make decisions with like school and like with my business.
Okay, well, you want to give mom and dad a shout out?
Sure. Hi, mom. Hi, dad. Mm-hmm. Hi, Squirtle. That's my turtle name.
Okay.
Yeah, I just got him a couple of days ago. His name is Squirtle.
Okay. So now I hear you are an entrepreneur. So tell me about the business you started and what's your product? What is your product?
Okay. So I always wanted to start a business, but I never knew exactly what I wanted to do. But then this summer, I was watching videos of like, sneaker customizations. I was like, oh snap, I can do that myself. So I had these white Vans I had, and then I started customizing them and painting on them and taping them up, and then I finally got finished. And I was like, oh snap, these actually look nice. And I was like, I can make actual business out of this. So I started, ever since then, I've got me a notebook and I started writing down all my ideas and notes and all that stuff, like business bank accounts, PO boxes, and all that stuff. And I decided, okay, I want to start a business.
Okay. So now, how did you come up with the idea and what it inspired you?
Local, like Black businesses, like inspired me, because it's like, even though they're not really like promoted because of like them were a minority, but still like, they're still thriving. So I was like, oh, I can do this too.
Okay, so what plans do you have for your business in the future as far as advertising and getting customers?
For the future, I have plans to start up like a stop shop, you know, like those stop shops where you can like walk up and like I'm painting the sneakers and you can see my product and then buy it on the
stop. Actually, I don't know what a stop shop is, and I'm sure my listeners don't. So explain to me what a stop shop is.
Okay, so it's like you're walking like down the street, right? And if someone's like a street performer is like painting or something, or like spray painting, or like, you know, those caricature people that are on the like on the street, like painting or drawing people.
Okay.
That's a stop shop.
All right. Yeah. Now I understand, have you produced some of your sneakers? Because you showed me some pictures of them. They are really, really nice. And if you haven't, how do you plan on doing that?
I haven't started yet, but I'm starting to, I made a social media account to start promoting my sneakers. I'm going to start taking pictures of them and show to multiple different people. And I'm starting a tea shop to be able to reach multiple like people nationally, to be able to like network and be able to like get my sneakers out there.
Now, what is an FC shop?
Tell me. So Etsy is like this platform where you can sell all types of items and you get to sell them and people get to buy from you.
Oh, okay. And do you have to have a Facebook page or something like that?
No.
No? Okay. No. Now, have you developed some type of pricing for your products?
Yes. So since I'm starting out new, the prices are going to be a little, they're going to be a little less because I'm starting out and I want to build up a knowing for people to be able to be like, oh yeah, I want that. So I'm going to be able to like, the prices now that I'm just starting out are going to be a little lower. So I'm going to start like, so now for my prices, for a all custom design for two adult sneakers, like the left foot and the right pair, they're going to be around $75 for a whole design sneaker.
Oh, wow.
For a pair of sneakers.
Okay. Now you told me your mentors and you told me you spoke about your mom and your dad. Who else in your family you would say has inspired you?
My Nana.
Ooh. Well, tell me a little bit about that. How Nana has inspired you.
I've always been close with my, all right, my Nana is my grandmother. I just call my Nana, Nana, for instance, like I was been born. But me and my Nana always been close. And she always like inspired me to do great things in my life. And she always pushed me to do better and always to do great. And she always like pushes me and to do my best, even though like I might be trying, might be a little hard, even though it might be a little hard to do, you can always still do it no matter if you put your mind to it.
Wow, that's good. That's good. I also understand Nana went back and got her college degree.
Great. That, yeah, that inspired me to like keep pushing myself. And even though I might be a good, I might be a good standing in life, I can always achieve better.
Okay. Okay. Well, it sounds like you have your mind pretty well made up, your focus. And I'm sure you're staying away from boys because mom and dad, they're not going to allow that, right? Yeah. And I'm sure Nana, all right, it's not going to allow that. Where do you see yourself at in 5 years? Where would you like to be?
In 5 years, I would be 20. So that I will be at my second year in college. My second year in college, I would be working part-time at a nursing home to be able to finance myself in school. And I'll be also doing my business to help also with the cause. Even though I still want to be in school, I want to still be able to take trips and travel like different places because I always wanted to travel when I'm older.
Good. Where's some of the places you want to go?
I want to go to Egypt. I want to go to Greece. I want to go to Rome. I want to go to France. I want to go to Thailand. I just want to go like everywhere.
So tell me, Raziah, what I want to suggest to you, and I'm so proud of you, along with doing all the things you do, seem like you have a great heart. And I offer to you that along with all the accomplishments that you have already achieved and all the accomplishments that you will probably achieve in the future, continue to make a difference, to give back. You know, you're blessed. Sounds like you're really blessed, but always think that there's somebody else out there that's less fortunate that you could help or that you could, you know, volunteer and give them some advice to get them along the way. So I say that and I'll end by saying, what advice would you give to another student that's kind of confused and really don't know what they want to do? What would you say to them?
I will say, know the things that you don't like first, to be able to find the things that you do like, because if you just don't know at all, you're going to be stuck. So find things that you don't want to do. Like, oh, I definitely know I don't want to do veterinarian things. Oh, I definitely don't know that I don't want to do my marine biology. Then by weeding out those at first, you'll be able to find the things that you do like to do and be able to like figure out what exactly what you want to do with your life. And also you don't have to know at a very young age. You don't really have to know. You can be able to learn and try out different new things before you make a final decision with your life. And also, you don't have to be able to come to everyone's standards that they have for yourself, they have for you. Just be your own person and learn about yourself at your own timing and your own speed.
Great, great. Well, Raziah, I want to say thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to come on the show. Until next time, folks, don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about making a difference. This is Inez Bosch's baby boy and your overcoming adversity specialist, H. Bosch Jr., doing what I'm made to believe.